I'm having food body disturbances of not feeling 100%. So just
Do. It's all right, it doesn't bother you.
do what? It
It's all
doesn't.
right, it doesn't bother you.
Indeed. Well, the instrument that is being used is not operating at peak efficiency, let's put it
Well, they put up that the Washington, D.C. Christmas tree fell down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the wind.
Oh, wow.
They had to use a crane to put it back up again.
Oh, wow.
It was all decorated and everything ready to go. It was
And
all up and decorated and everything, lights on, and it
wow.
down.
The
What a
Grinch.
Ooh.
Let me see. We actually did have somebody ask something about something. Let me see. Where is this? Will you talk something about we know we are truth, but the body person will never know this. The body here will not accept this. Well, the body is just a conglomeration of the five elements. We know this. The formless presence is operating the body. You could say the formless holder of the body, which is not exactly true, but you could say, okay, I identify more as the presence than I do with the body. A dead body can't talk. That's what Maharaj would always say. Dead body. It can't do anything, right? When presence leaves the body, we burn or bury it. You don't say, oh, but this is my mother. I loved her so much, and then keep her around for, sitting on the couch or any. You don't. It's burn or bury. There's no value to the body. It's five elements. It returns to the five elements. So the body is inanimate and therefore cannot do anything, can't recognize itself, can't know itself, can't move. Can't do anything until presence clicks with the body. Oh, I exist. I exist as this thing. And then I start to see myself walking around and doing things and taking credit for ownership. And as you were speaking about, realization is not for the body. And the person is illusory. So how can an illusory person discover themselves? They can't. Person is a layer of illusion. It has to be discarded. The concept that you are somebody else removes this. You have to remove this idea, I am somebody else. Remove this, and there you are. Formless presence. Then, even the formless presence, you know you're not because you say, oh, your presence, the entire world is projected on your presence. Well, your presence is just like your car, your house. Your coat, your clothes. It's not you,
Got
but it's the closest thing to you within the illusion because the presence created the concept of duality. I know myself, I exist. Now that's it. So who's realizing what? There's nothing really to realize other than the removal of the false concepts, I am somebody else, in a body, in a world. Then there's no benefit to you, the self that you are, nor is there any not benefit to you, the self that you are. But while you're within the bubble of illusion, then we say, Oh, I know myself in a real sense. Therefore, I'm not so concerned with illusion because I absolutely understand I'm separate and apart from it. So while this bodily existence is occurring, the identification with the body lessens and lessens, and you know, this is not me. Although this body is available and seemingly operating in the world that I seem to be experiencing, I'm separate from this. And then there's not the ups and downs and the trials and all this stuff. It's just okay, do your job, do your duties. This is coming. Food body problem, body's sick. You're not sick. You can't be sick. You're formless. How can formlessness? There's no sick that can stick to formlessness. But, and that's why Nisargadatta Maharaj used to say that the cancer is on the I am, and he's not concerned with that. You know, this body that's animated by the presence is having the problem. You can't have any problems. There's not a possibility because there's only you. The knower of the formless presence, known through the body form, and can only be known in the bubble of illusion. That's why all experiences, whether good or bad experiences, all occur within the bubble of illusion. And that's why Maharaj says, discard these. You know, even if you're meditating and you see all the masters appear in your living room and tell you how wonderful you're doing, this is only within the bubble of illusion. It's consciousness creating, which is what consciousness does. We know this because when we fall asleep at night, the dream consciousness creates a dream world. And you could very easily have the story of going to see a guru and being realized and staying with the guru for many months and then having traveling and all this, and you wake up, oh, it's not true. But the consciousness was constantly creating. That's why we just don't take any value to what it's creating. I'm separate and apart from this. I remain with my selfless self. Whatever comes and goes is not myself because I watch this coming and going. Even when we're sitting in meditation, we say, oh, there are some times when I really know myself and other times when I do not. Well, the faculty of knowing whether you know yourself or you don't know yourself, or as they talk about ignorance and the knowledge, both are appearing to you. You're the knower of ignorance and the knower of knowledge. So how can you be affected by either if you're just the formless knower of both? Nothing can affect you. Oh, I'm very knowledgeable. Oh, I'm very ignorant. Has to do with the body form identified with as something. The knower of both. If you say, you know, sometimes my days are so peaceful and I'm in that no thought state. Well, what knows this? You. Some days my days are just so traumatic and I just forget to remember myself. Who knows this? You. Without you, there can't be a knowing of, oh, my days are so troubling with my thoughts, or other days I'm so blissful. You are the knower of both. And therefore, you're not losing yourself in either because both of those are illusory states appearing on your spontaneous presence.
It occurred to me today that I go through life, I know this, I know that, I know a lot of things. It seems like I know well, if I know more than one thing, then or any if I know lots of things, I am greater than anything known because it something has to be greater than the things that it knows in order to know it all.
Well, the knower has to be there before anything is known.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that's known is in the bubble of illusion, the duality. The first concept of knowingness is I exist. This is not exactly true. Because that one, that you are, has no need to know you exist. The trouble comes with the knowingness of existence. Oh, I exist. And immediately it's impressed I exist as this person. In this world that mom and dad have labeled XYZ. We know this because in dream, the body is laying down and sleeping. Formlessly, a dream world appears. What happens? Automatically identify with a dream body and begin to operate from that perspective. You see how it's that's why Maharaj says, whatever is impressed, it's impressed. Like a spirit is so sensitive, just boom, up in the dream. You start operating as this dream body. Assumption is made automatically, and it's not a psychological assumption. You don't sit there and kind of gear up to be whoever it is that you're dreaming about. Even if you're having a dream of all rabbits, boom, you take on a rabbit body and you start operating as the rabbit because you're dreaming about rabbits.
It's like a spontaneous presumption that isn't true.
Because the knowingness is sparked. There's no knowingness. Suddenly there's knowingness. And when the knowingness is sparked, oh, look at all this stuff. There's not even a thought of, I'm not this. Until, of course, after a while, you've been playing in the illusion long enough. You've seen that there's got to be something more or something. Some kind of pressure is coming on you. Your life is not working out, or some kind of something is happening where you discover and you ask, who am I? What is all this? And maybe it begins with the first thing of, who is God? I want to know God. I really want to know this God. Or maybe it's just simply, there's got to be more. And then that pull internally to shed all the illusory layers and know yourself. But all of this, again, that's the journey within the bubble of illusion. Even when you know yourself and you say, okay, I'm holding this body, but I'm nothing to do with this body, all this knowingness is still within the bubble of illusion.
All you can really say is, at least at my stage, all I can say is that I must be greater than what I know.
Well, you have to be there in order for you to know something. And see, that's the thing, the spark of existence and the quick identification with the body form, or with any form. And then the desire to protect the body, because this is the first time you know yourself as something. Oh my gosh, when this body goes, what happens to me? Well, nothing happens to you. You had a misidentification with the body form. When you know yourself in a real sense, you look around and you say, okay, we say what happens after death, but death for who? Death for this body or the millions of other bodies? Who's death?
Yeah,
oh, what happens to my soul? Well, it's one soul animating everything. And we call it soul, but again, there's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no Master, nothing is there. So we label it soul within the body-based illusion. Oh, my soul. But it's not my soul. Just as when I breathe in the air, I truly believe it's my air. When I breathe it out, oh, then it becomes universal air. But the air has no concept of being universal or individual. It's my own conceptualization. Oh, it's now my air. Oh, it's universal air. Bodies are formed, grow, just like weed, and dissolve. And that's it.
We claim to know death, but no, everybody admits that they don't really know what death is or what happens. But
we see a body that is no longer, we say, think, this is grandma. We know grandma.
We think we know death. But we
then
don't.
Grandma drops dead and we say, oh, grandma's died. It's very sad. But this is our own concept. When you know yourself in a real sense, just like in a dream, you might see somebody die. Hell, you might even see your own body die or get sick. And you wake up and you know it's not true. And I'm not saying don't grieve for grandma, because, okay, grandma, I'm very sad. Grandma died. Jai Guru. But it should be very quick, the impression. Remember I talked about when Maharaj had left the body. I was driving up to Frederick And I was very sad. I was like, oh, he was like a father, and my master is gone, and this and that. And immediately was impressed. Maharaj was never the body. And Maharaj knew this absolutely. So the formless presence has not done anything. There's no longer the concept of Ramakant Maharaj as a body form, but that was not true anyway. You know, even looking and saying, Master has become everything. No, Master always was everything, as are you everything. There was only your limited conceptual belief in Ramakant Maharaj being a body. But Maharaj knew absolutely he was not body. Speaker and listener are one and the same, spontaneous presence, and there's no separation.
I
But
feel
this is how, when you know yourself in a real sense, this is how death will immediately be thrown off because, okay, there's a sadness. It's very quick. The understanding comes. No one's died. No one was born. And yet, do your job, do your duties. If you're in a funeral, okay, you're doing the funeral, all that kind of stuff. But you know, you just know, no one has died. In that box up front is five elemental goo that at first mom and dad got together. Some goo was created. This goo grew. The sense of existence was impressed. Oh, I exist. Mom and dad gave a label. You started being told you were doing good things and bad things, which created the sense of doership and an egoic sense. And you started to watch the body grow. But that who watched the body grow never grew. The same at day one, same at day 99 or 100, whatever. It's no change. You're perceiving the body changing. You're looking in the mirror. Oh, I'm young man. I'm middle-aged man. I'm old man. Oh, I'm very old man. And then finish. But that presence never grew. Never got tired. Never got sick. Nothing. That's why when they talk about the concept of heaven, where you're, oh, there's no sickness, there's no death, there's no nothing. It's not angels flying around on the clouds playing harps and all this sort of stuff. It's the knowingness that you were never sick, you never had any trouble, you never experienced a single thing. All of this was not true. What happens to me when the body falls? Well, the me that you believe yourself to be is not true. So that truth, you can't hold on and say, what happens to this illusory self? What happens when you wake up from your dream? Where did all these dream people go? They were not true. Therefore, they are no more. But the one to whom this dream has appeared continues. The very next night, you dream another dream with all new, you populate a whole new dream world. Then all those people are gone the next night. You dream and populate another whole dream world. Or maybe in a single night, you dream two or three times and people are disappearing and reappearing. Where are they going? Is there a mass extinction event that all these people are gone and then all new people are coming? No, it's because they're not true. And this world is a long waking dream. Identification with the body form as I am somebody else creates the concept of a life.
It'd be funny if it wasn't so perverse.
It's not funny or perverse, it's just the reality.
Well, yeah, it's funny, it's perverse that I think it's perverse.
It's just reality. And that's why when people go to Master and they say, oh, what happens after death? It's like, to whom are you speaking about? What happens to what? And as Nisargadatta Maharaj used to say, show me a sample of that that you believe you are, that's experiencing all these things. Just like they say, show me a sample of Bombay. Not, but no, don't bring Earth. The Bombay, the concept of Bombay, the city, bring that to me, even a piece of it. You can't, because it's all conceptualized. This
Well,
idea of you being something else is a concept, and you can't sit and point to that and say, oh, this is myself.
the body does make it possible for humor or negativity to seem to be present.
Sure, in within the bubble of illusion, hell, like we said, it within the bubble of illusion, anything can happen. Just like in a dream, you could dream tonight. You know, we see movies that are like post-apocalyptic movies, and then all this came from imagination. The same as when you're going to sleep, a dream world appears. You might be in end of times in a dream, but what's the true and what's not the true? You wake up, it's finished. You can have any emotions you like within the dream, but you that you are, there's no feelings. Feelings are within the bubble of illusion when you know yourself as a body form. You identify with the flow of thoughts that these are my thoughts. And you create imaginary worlds. And most terribly, you create imaginary problems. And then struggle and suffer. Oh, so many problems I'm having. Show me an example or a sample of that whom to these what these problems are. Prior to beingness, you had no problems. After leaving the body, there would be no problems. So within that nothing, for a time, this something is creating all of this. No matter what you experience, it's not true. As Maharaj says, no experience, no experiencer. Where all experience ends, there you are, including the experience of I exist, or just subtle, just I, or the sense of presence. You're the knower of the sense of presence. You know this because you can hold presence within your awareness. I'm aware of this presence. Well, there you go. That you. Now, who's aware of you? There's how? You cannot. Only other than you can you be aware of. And presence is the first awareness. Presence clicks with the body. Dream world is projected. Immediately, it's impressed that I'm somebody else. You just have to unwind all that. And fight through that last little thing where the ego is like, you're impressing, well, then my life didn't matter at all. Like, this is a troubling thing that you have to work through this and be like, wait a minute. That life was not true. The concept of my life not mattering is actually an untrue statement.
It's just more
Because there is no my life.
the concept.
But this is a holding pattern, two holding patterns. One through meditation, many people will come to the void and say, uh-oh, this is very scary. There's nothing. And I don't want to be like when this body drops, I'm stuck in this void forever. But no, because there's the understanding that I'm knowing this void. And therefore, if you hold on to the awareness of the void, you'll pass through as the knower of the void, and you'll no longer be stopped or scared at this point in the meditation. And then the second obstacle or hurdle that you're creating is my life didn't matter at all. Like you're telling me basically that whatever I do, it doesn't matter. But this is not true. Because that's from the perspective of the individual that does not exist. When Maharaj says the unborn child is complaining basically about that it doesn't like the circumstances of its birth.
Yeah, do you really want to go there and be that way for the rest of your life either?
When you know yourself in a real sense, bam, it snapped. There can be no more illusion. And that also doesn't mean that you look out the window and you see nothing. No, you look out the window and you still see objects moving about, cars moving about. And even as you watch cars and you have no identification with the people within the cars, you see people and you know they're just bodies. Formless presence is animating all these bodies within this bubble of illusion, within this dream consciousness, waking consciousness. It's animating these bodies. And with this subtle knowingness, the fear of others disappears because there's a knowing there are no others. And also, you know yourself in a real sense. If the doctor gives you a bad report and says you're not going to make it more than 6 months, instead of going and jumping into the stream of thought about all the things that you're missing and all this, you can know yourself and remain with yourself. And the understanding comes, this doctor is not talking about me. And just as Nisargadatta Maharaj says, this cancer is for the I am, and I am unconcerned. It has nothing to do.
I noticed just recently that okay, I'm not really very good at doing mantra. I forget to do it a lot, but I do. But also, I recognize when I do it seriously, or or give my attention to it pretty fully. It does have an effect of somehow loosening the idea that I know being, because somehow it's just and it's not that I have to even reckon, or when I do mantra, I don't necessarily have to think of what the mantra means, that I am the limitless being. I don't have to conceptualize that while doing mantra, but the mantra, just the activity, or placing the mantra in place of thoughts, somehow it loosens that sense of knowing what being is. And then I don't have to depend on knowing being at all anymore. I just there, I don't know what takes its place, but it's much more freer than the idea that I know being. And that
When
it's
you say being, what do you mean? You, what to you is the concept of being?
I guess it's the idea that I know one thing or another, that I know what's good or bad, that I know identity.
Being at the very,
That's
you
the
could say, is
thing.
presence, and presence has no identification of good or bad or anything. So you could say, being, I am, just I. To talk
Right now,
about being, you're trying to say that this
I'm talking
person,
about my false concept of what being is, and
yes,
that
but
rules my life.
we're cutting that out because you're trying to talk about this false concept of a person as being. You're labeling this concept of a person who can make decisions, who can have good feelings, bad feelings, all this. This is not being. So
That's what my
please blow
mind,
that out of the way.
my mind thinks that's being, though. It gives me the impression that that's what being is.
Well, you're being told now it's not.
Yeah,
That's
right.
not being. Being, if you want to identify at all, like space or sky, is the sense of presence. You could say, this is being, beingness. That's why when they talk about beingness, they're talking about presence. They have nothing to do with thoughts or decisions or knowing my being, not knowing my being. Beingness, presence, I am. And that has appeared to you. You know your beingness as a sense of presence. You know your existence as a sense of presence. You know your existence as that just I. But being is not mind because mind is based on the illusory nothing.
Well, what about the book Self with Self? Doesn't Ramakant a lot of times talk about there being no being?
Beingness, yes. The knower of beingness, knowingness, beingness, and no beingness. And that to whom both appear, that is your own selfless self. But beingness has nothing to do with body. So throw that away. Body is a five lump of elemental goo and is nothing. Then you have flow of thoughts, which you could call like the conceptual body. Throw that away. And beingness is simply sense of presence. So to know your beingness is, oh, this subtle sense of presence. You hold this sense of presence and you know that the entire world appears on presence. That's being.
Doesn't in Self with Self, doesn't he talk about beingness as being illusion, illusory though?
It is absolutely the
Oh.
sense of presence because it's your presence. So you, the you that you are, doesn't need to know anything. But because of the concept of I exist as this body form, immediate identification and going about in this world, this prior to beingness, prior to the knowledge of your own existence, you are like space or sky. Beingness comes, the sense I exist creates a dream world in which you identify as something particular when you are nothing in particular. Being has nothing to do with any of the labels. And that's why
Okay.
being or no being, that you are, both of these have appeared. That's why Maharaj says the something within the nothing. There's nothing. There's something that appears within that nothing for a time. Your whole entire lifespan and all the things that you've ever done and everybody you've ever known, and then back to nothing because that something was the bump in the road, the illusion, I exist.
Then it also occurred to me how desire and this whole bubble of illusion is based on some kind of bias or other. It's just like a bias. Desire is a bias generator
Too
or
much
something.
thinking. As Maharaj would say, stop all this thinking and be totally blank. No bias, no not bias, no nothing. Formless presence has no anything. There's nothing. Space or sky. Always think.